Well, it is time for us to get to our WRTI performance studio. The On Trio is here, and Deborah Lou Harder is too. Deborah?
Yes, thank you very much, Jack. I am very happy to be here in the WRTI 90.1 performance studio with the fabulous On Trio. Welcome, ladies.
Thank you so much for having us.
Oh, it's so great to have you here. And you are all, if you could introduce yourselves with your instruments.
Yes, I'm Angela here on the violin.
I'm Maria, the cellist of the On Trio.
I'm Lucia on the piano, and Maria and I are only 10 minutes apart. We're twins.
Oh, gosh, that's terrific.
And it's very important to point out, I'm the youngest in the trio. This is Angela.
Okay. No, we're so old now, it doesn't really matter.
I know. And nobody thinks that, like...
Well, you have an amazing career because you are classically trained, but you play contemporary music with such popular appeal, including pop music. Mm-hmm. One of your albums, Lullaby for My Favorite Insomniac, was at the top of the Billboard charts for 26 weeks, I believe. You have a wonderful new album, Blue, which I adore. Our listeners would adore hearing you play. So what are you going to play first?
Well, we will start with a piece called Skylife. This is from our Blue album. This is Angela speaking. This is by David Balakrishnan of the Turtle Island String Quartet.
Great.
Thank you.
Fantastic. That was amazing. If you're just joining us, I'm Deborah Lou Harder here in the WRTI Performance Studio with a wonderful An Trio, three sisters. They were born in South Korea. And when did you all start playing together as a trio?
It was kind of an accident, right? Because we didn't really plan to play piano trios, or our parents actually had no idea that these three instruments make up a piano trio.
Yes, oh. But growing up in the same house, this is Angela, it was very natural for us to play together.
Well, I actually really liked it because, you know, practicing the piano by myself, mm-hmm. and then all of a sudden I got to, you know, rehearse with my sisters, and it was more fun. And so we, ever since we were growing up, this is back in Korea, we were playing little Mozart trios, Haydn mm-hmm. trios together. And then when we all moved here to and started going to Juilliard and to Aspen Music Festival, all our coaches and teachers really put us together, and they really loved the idea of three sisters performing together. So then we would be asked to do the Beethoven triple, and we did all the standard repertoire trio.
So much great repertoire. Yes.
Yeah, and it really was so fun, but we did have many fights too.
Right, and we also didn't take it very seriously. We would just play together kind of sometimes, but we sort of thought, oh, this is something that we do on the side, and we never actually dreamt that we would do it.
Yeah, I remember Maria would just be putting her foot down and going, well, you know, I'm going to go to a different music festival, you know, I don't want to be stuck
here in Aspen
sister.
With you.
I don't want to be near my sisters and I just wanted to do my own thing.
Well, is there something about being sisters where you communicate more with each other, or there's a certain kind of voice and rhythm that you understand each other and blend so beautifully together?
I would think that there must be some innate closeness, you know, and sort of this the feel that we have for each other. But I actually think, and I don't know if my sisters agree with me, when you play with the same people, same group, trio or quartet for 20, 30 years, I do think that you become almost like a family, you know.
Right. The ensembles that we see, they really, I mean, they become closer than family, closer than spouses.
But
I mean, the connection they form when they're touring together and performing together and rehearsing together and spending so much time together.
But we do have some advantages of three of us being sisters, because if I get really sick on tour or something like that, my sisters would really take care of me.
Oh, and that's so nice.
So we kind of help each other out.
Or even if we really fight a lot, then we would just sort of make up in 1 minute.
Well, that's what I was going to say. It's like the difference, I think, is that no matter what, we stick together, and there's that underlying love that we have for each other.
Did you all decide to play contemporary music and pop music together? Because you were trained at Juilliard and went to Aspen.
Mm-hmm.
And was that a conscious decision amongst the three of you?
No.
It was a very organic decision. I mean, it was just our interests, and we just thought we can just turn any music or song that we love into chamber music.
And in a few minutes, well, in probably about a minute, we'll hear you play some David Bowie. But I just wanted to mention that you are in town with the Next Move Dance series. You'll be performing on stage with a Nine Yi Chen dance company, and that is the Prince Theater on Walnut Street.
Yes.
Today, tomorrow, Saturday, and Sunday.
We're so excited about that.
Sounds like a terrific performance. But let's hear some music. So does anybody want to intro your next very famous piece?
So I'm going to introduce David Bowie, Space Oddity, from my album called Juten Bowie. And there's a little short story, so I'm going to make it really short.
Okay.
But I was having a midlife crisis, and you know, then you want to do things that you've always wanted to do. So I always wanted to do a David Bowie covers album for the trio, because we actually had thought about it really long time ago. But then Lucia was busy popping out Blue, and Angela was just
her son.
Away she was just away in Montana. And anyway, so then they were not giving me any support. So then I had to do it by myself. But then I really wanted still to have a trio track on the album of my favorite song, Space Oddity.
Okay.
And so this does come from Maria's Juten Bowie album.
Yes.
All right.
So I'm going to give you this album.
Oh, thank you. David Bowie's Space Oddity, played for us by the An Trio. Wow. Bravo. That was breathtaking. We are in the WRTI Performance Studio with the On Trio, and they've just performed David Bowie's Space Oddity. You got so many colors out of your instruments. It was really incredible.
And it's amazing to see this with the dancers.
Yeah, okay. So you're going to be performing that with the Nine Yi Chen Dance Company starting tonight for the Next Move Dance Series at the Prince Theater on Chestnut Street. So you'll actually be on stage with the dancers.
Yes, it's a very unique collaboration. You think of music with dance, and usually the musicians are in the pit, you know, in the ballet or modern dance. And this is a true duet between music and dance, and something we're very excited about.
Yeah, and every song is so different.
And there'll be dancers crawling under the piano.
Okay.
Sometimes they're standing behind me on my bench.
Oh, my gosh.
And actually, Angela has to do a little walk.
Yeah, I follow the dancers in this line of water. It's a beautiful collaboration.
And there's a piece called Yuryang, which is a Korean word meaning ghost. And it's a trio that Pat Metheny wrote for us.
Oh, Pat Metheny wrote it for you.
And we really feel like the movements of the dance and the music, it's just... It really feels so special.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of Han in the music.
Okay.
You know, the Korean word Han. And,
well, I mean, probably the listeners don't know the word Han. It's sort of this deep sorrow, deep yearning,
Because the name of the piece is A Quest for Freedom, right? The ballet and the entire dance experience. What does that mean for you as immigrants to America? Does it have special meaning?
It has so many layers of meanings for us, because we were 9 and 11 years old when we moved to America. And, I mean, the Quest for Freedom program talks about Nine Yi Chen's, her journey from Taiwan.
Which I think so many of us share.
Right,
so
but we can all relate, because all the dancers are from somewhere
else. Well, I mean, for me, I think about
else.
Our mom, who took three little girls and moved to America all by herself. Which was very, very brave of her, and trying to make a new life for herself and for her family. And she really had a lot of hardships along the way.
But that's why this program is so personal and special to us, because we really think about all the layers of feelings that went in.
Yes.
And for me, that freedom has, you know, it's sort of growing up in two different cultures. And that somehow goes into our music. So you're not just Korean and you're not just American, but you're both. At least that's how I feel for, you know, I think we all share that feeling. So when we play music, it's also we're always looking at things from two different angles.
Mm-hmm. And it's not just that you're classical, but you're also contemporary. That blend as well. And I have to say, you certainly generated all the excitement that a rock band does, or electric guitar. And Lucia, when you stand up to play the strings inside the piano, generating all these great sounds. And how is it that even though you're classically trained, you play with a lot of swing and the rhythm is just very fresh?
Because we just want to have fun.
Okay.
Because we secretly want to be rock stars.
and all the new, younger generation musicians, they all do this.
Yeah, it comes to them more naturally.
Yes.
Music is just music, and they just
play. We didn't really talk that much about it, but we have done so many collaborations in the past. So you say, you know, we're like a little bit like rock stars, and that's such a huge compliment, but we made a whole album with the Tata Boys, this Czech rock band, and we toured with them, and so we got a little taste of that when we were doing
so it got really
with them, where
into your blood.
We would walk out and it was, you know, 10,000 people.
Oh my gosh.
Outdoor festival, and they'd be just like chanting Andrea, Tata Boys.
How come that doesn't happen in classical music?
Well, it should happen in classical music.
Maybe they'll do that at Prince Theater.
Maybe at the Prince Theater.
Andrea, oh, 90 Chen.
I think you have another piece for us.
Yes, we do.
Yes.
This one is called Nuvole Bianche, which means White Clouds, by Ludovico Einaudi, a living Italian composer, and we just love the piece. So we're also performing this.
Well, when Blue was released, the very first tour we did was in Europe, and the first stop was in Italy, and we thought, how wonderful would it be for us to learn and arrange a piece written by a living Italian composer? Mm-hmm. So that's where this piece came from.
Wonderful.
Thank you.
That was beautiful. So expressive. We've just heard the On Trio perform Nuvolo Bianchi by Ludovico Einaudi. That was really gorgeous. And that appears on their newest album, which is wonderful, called Blue. And before that, we heard Space Oddity by David Bowie, which appears on Maria, the cellist's newest album, Je T'aime Bowie. And where can our listeners come and hear this music live tonight?
It's tonight and then tomorrow night and then Saturday at 2 o'clock and 8 o'clock and then Sunday at 3.
At the Prince Theater. Yeah, and we're so excited about this collaboration. It's a quite unique collaboration.
And they'll be performing these pieces and many others live with the Naini Chen Dance Company for the Next Move Dance Series. Of Philadelphia. Thank you so much, ladies. Lucia at the piano, Maria cello, and Angela violin, the On Trio. It was a true honor and treat to have you here in the studio
Thank
here
you
at WRTI.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.